Srila Prabhupada especially stressed the urgent need for his society, society of ISKCON, to develop farm projects. And we see that it is not actually going as well as it should. We don't have so many farms at the present. There are some, and some very beautiful examples also. Like one example is here nearby in Hungary, the Hungarian farm, where they are really nicely implementing all these instructions of Srila Prabhupada, also about self-sustainability. And also in Slovenia, we also have a few. We have few shining examples where devotees, the Grihastha devotees, have dedicated actually their lives to show the examples how one can live in the land, of the land, by producing their own food, by taking care of the cows, and then actually always having surplus of all these products and then selling them. I was just speaking yesterday with Ashta Shaki. This is one of the devotees here in Slovenia. Her family, her husband, and her family, they are protecting the cows and they are engaging agriculture. And actually they are doing very, very well. They are having a lot of vegetables, a lot of produce, and people are really buying their produce. So they are very, very successful. We can see, especially already at this time in which we live right now, and in the future even more, there will be a scarcity of real food. Because whatever we get nowadays in the supermarkets, it's food. I mean, it looks like food, and sometimes it looks very nice, but it's so poisonous. It's so full of different kinds of chemicals, pesticides, hormones, who knows what. Even more, now with all this development on the global level, they are adding even more abominable things to our injecting in the vegetables, in the fruits, different kinds of poisons, just for making profit, basically. So it will become extremely important just for survival to have some piece of land to produce their own food. And another thing is also very important, what Srila Prabhupada stressed. This is in another quote. I don't know if I will find it. He especially wanted that the Grihasthas concentrate on this. So, of course, it is for Vaishyas because this is a Vaishya activity, but also for Grihasthas in general. Why? Because our culture, the spiritual culture, Brahminical culture, has a motto, we could say, simple living and high thinking. So when we live in a simple way, close to the nature, and especially if people or devotees are used to this kind of work, because for many of us we are not used to, so it may be very difficult. But once one starts to get into this, there is actually a lot of free time. There are months, like there's here in this part of the world where we live, there is whole winter time, like 4 months at least, when there is not so much to do outside. And this is ample time for spiritual advancement, which can be utilized. Srila Prabhupada actually said, I was hearing one lecture, but he was meant that for India, that if a man is living off the land, producing his own food, he just has to work for 3-4 months. And then the rest of the year, he has so much time. And then he can engage in spiritual life. Because this is what is really our purpose. But now, if we see, on the contrary, what is happening in the present-day society, Mostly, actually, we are not even aware, because mostly the devotees, we like tend to live in kind of a bubble, not so much aware actually how horrific the broader society is becoming right now. I was just speaking with a devotee friend, and she was telling me how the modern cow sheds function. They actually have... I will not tell all the things because it's too bad, but just one thing to mention. They have robots who milk the cows. They have robots who feed the cows. And they calculate everything, exactly which nutrients the cow needs and also which hormones this cow needs, so that she will give as much milk as possible. So normally, like a normal healthy cow could give somewhere around maybe like 10 liters, 12 liters of milk. But these cows, they put so many hormones in their bodies that they produce up to 40 liters of milk. But this cow, they don't live long. They live only 4 or 5 years instead of 10 or 15 years, which is normal for the cow. And so we can see, and even more, like the little calves, when a cow has a baby, they take the calf away, and they don't give the calf mother's milk. Maybe just like just in the beginning for a few days. But then they give him the milk powder mixed with water. This is what they give the calf. So this is such extreme exploitation of cow's body, that the results of this, the sinful results which come for all this abuse of the cows are also horrific. And we can see this, and this is actually something that it does affect the devotees also, the devotee community, because it's this collective karma, and really affects the whole areas, right? Like just now, no? We had in Slovenia, we had all these floods coming and causing so much devastation. Of course, devotees are always protected. It is true. Krishna always protects his devotees. But there is one thing. If we are actually supporting this kind of abuse of cows by living off this kind of industrial milk, which is also, first of all, how it is produced, because it's literally produced, and then they even add some more poisons into it. And if we actually consume this, we also share then in this bad karma. And this is probably not something that Krishna wanted the devotees to do. So it's really important, because milk is important for us. Milk is one of the main foodstuffs for a person who wants to advance spiritually, for a person who wants to live in the mode of goodness, and this is definitely the devotee community. So it is very important that we wake up and start doing more in this regard, much, much more than until now. So, as I mentioned before, Srila Prabhupada especially wanted the Grihastha community to engage in this kind of work. And this is very practical, because the Grihasthas normally, they are situated, they are fixed, they have fixed residence, because brahmacharis or vanaprastha, sannyasis, they may travel, they preach. They cannot be always fixed in one place, but grihasthas, they more or less, they are fixed in one place, and they have children. Children need nice, beautiful, natural environment for their growth, and not the city with all the pollution and all the sinful activities that are happening there. So this is important to start doing. There is another thing, actually, that I wanted also to touch a little bit, connected with this natural life. Because in the present kind of society, when the stress is on the industrialism and the technology and all this technological development. In Srimad Bhagavatam we can actually read that this so-called modern advancement of technology is only the expansion of the miseries, of the threefold miseries of the modes of material nature. So I will explain this. There are different kinds of advancement of human civilization. Human civilization can advance according to the mode of ignorance, according to the mode of passion, or according to the mode of goodness. And present-day development is in the mode of ignorance. So there is more and more technological machines available. Now this AI is starting to dominate the world already. We are just starting with this. But this really, it's nothing else but the development of the mode of ignorance. Getting deeper and deeper and deeper in the mode of ignorance. And we can see what is happening with the people. Has the quality of life of the people in general increased? No, it has not. Just the opposite. The reality is that the people are suffering much more now than they were suffering even like 50 years ago, when life was little more natural, not much more, but little more natural than nowadays. Especially now since we have all these little gadgets and we have all these mobile phones and there is so much addiction already by the very young children. They are addicted. And not only that they are addicted to these screens, but they are actually getting really polluted and poisoned into horrific things. Because if you know what is happening nowadays in the broader society, it's very, very dangerous, actually, very, very dangerous. How much they try to pollute even the small children. What to speak of how they pollute the adult living beings. And also as far as working, people are working much harder now than they were working before. They're working so hard and still barely surviving. I mean, even in Slovenia, if you look, like the average person has to work so much, but the money that he receives is just like, you know, the basic income for many, many people. The quality of life is very low. And I would actually now want to connect this with the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev to his sons. There is this very, very famous instruction that he gives. And he says, Tapo divyam putrakayena satvam shudyet yasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. On pravi, človeško življenje je namenjeno za božanske strogosti, za božansko askezo. Sorry. I started speaking Slovenian. I'm sorry. So, this is conditioning. So, human life is meant for divine austerity. For divine austerity. And this divine austerity will actually purify the consciousness, it will purify the heart. And once this happens, then Brahma Sokyam Tvanantan, then a person can experience bliss, spiritual happiness, which is eternal, which does not end. But the life that most of the people nowadays are living, the majority of people working so hard, is actually not worth a human being. Srila Prabhupada directly says in the purport to this very verse, he says that this is not a human civilization. To just work so hard, struggle so much from the early morning, going to the work, driving around, even Slovenia, so many people, they are like living in, for example, Celje, or even Maribor, and then they are driving to Ljubljana. This is like 1 hour, sometimes 1 hour and a half, one way, and then working hard all day, and then in the late afternoon coming back. When in the winter time, when they go in the dark, and they come home in the dark. So they have practically no sunlight outside, like free. This is not human life. Prabhupada says, this is not human life. It's not meant. This is not human civilization. He says that actually this is civilization of hawks and dogs. These are very, very strong words that Prabhupada is using. But he's using these words to really make a point. And this is something that is also very relevant for us, for devotee community. Because each and every one of us who is not living like in the temple, like a monk, a brahmachari, brahmacharini life, who is living outside, who is in grihastha ashram, has to really check how much time do I waste? How much time do I actually engage in hard work for obtaining some material assets that will make my life more comfortable? Because we know the philosophy, we know the theory, but how is our practice? How do we really practice it? And do we really make it a priority of our life? Like for Grihastha Ashram, Srila Prabhupada is stressing all the time, the priority is hearing and chanting. And this tapo divyam, the divine austerity, it's not like yogis do. Né? Yogis go submerge themselves in a cold river, almost freezing river in the winter, and then sit under the sun in the hot summer and surround themselves with the fire. This is not the austerity that we have to do. Our main austerity is, Prabhupada himself says this in the lecture describing this tapo divyam, our main austerity is hearing and chanting. Spending more time chanting Hare Krishna and spending more time reading Srimad Bhagavatam and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam and making the facility in our daily life so that we can do more of these activities. This is all the priority also in Grihastha life. Although Grihastha has to produce, has to make some income, but this should be utilized for this main purpose, for expanding the hearing and chanting, and then also giving the opportunity to others to engage in hearing and chanting. So, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning in Shibhakti Aloka, the main duty of the grihasthas is to have these gatherings, to arrange for the gatherings of devotees and also non-devotees, like sanghas, where there is hearing, where there is chanting and distribution of prasadam. So then the whole life is really centered on these essential things in our lives. So I will stop here, because this is actually a very important topic, and it's a topic that is very alive and very relevant for our lives. So I would like to invite some discussion from all the wonderful Vaishnavas, devotees who are here. Yes, please. Hare Krishna. I will repeat what you say, yes. I will repeat, yes.
This is the argument that some devotees make, so I'm going to play a devil's advocate.
Okay, so this is the argument that some devotees make, and Prabhu, Kakudmi Prabhu, he will now play the devil's advocate.
We have beautiful deities here.
We have beautiful deities here.
We have beautiful regular puja.
We have beautiful regular puja.
So I'm going to buy regular milk.
So I'm going to buy regular milk.
So I don't have to have troubles with cows.
So I don't have to have troubles with cows. I'm going to offer it to Panchatattva and Prabhupada.
And in this way, those cows will have benefit.
And in this way, those cows will have benefit.
And afterwards, it's prasadam.
And afterwards, it's prasadam.
And then everybody has benefit.
And then everybody has benefit.
So there's no need.
So there is no need.
To produce your own milk.
To produce your own milk.
Maybe right now.
Maybe right now.
Because there's so much milk, so many cows that we have to save like this.
Because there are so many cows that we have to save like this.
Not really save.
Will be not really saved.
But we can offer their milk.
But we can offer their milk.
And in this way they can benefit.
And in this way they can benefit. Okay, yeah. So this is, where did I get myself? This is the controversy the argument that is always present in the devotee community. I would not go really into this because I think it's really a waste of time to really go and churn more this topic. But just, the principle, one thing first I would like to say that this was already several years ago. Even our GBC, which is the governing authority of our ISKCON society, made the decision that for all the temples in ISKCON, the preparations must be made so that the deities will have only the ahimsa milk. Oh, you don't know about that? Oh, you don't know? You don't know about this? Some devotees know. Some devotees know, yeah. This was at least 4 or 5 years ago, right? But it has to be implemented by the year which? 24 or which year? 24. Deadline. I think it's 24. So this is already, you see, this decision has already been made that this is not a good excuse, right? This is not a good excuse. And another thing is also, do you really think that the Lord accepts such milk? This is another thing, right? We can offer many things, but if the Lord will really accept, this is another thing. Yes?
If I live in Russia, in Siberia, and there's nothing else but this milk, is it okay then? Or should we completely then cease any milk offering? If that's the only milk we have,
yes.
Can we use it or not?
You see, this then goes... I mean, as far as the deities, right, the decision has been made by GBC. So the temples have to make arrangement. But on the individual level, probably each person will decide by themselves what do they want. How do they want? I can say, something what my Guru Maharaj says when he is asked about that. He says that... He cannot tolerate this pain and suffering and abuse of this cow and taking her milk. He just can't tolerate this. It's unbearable for him. Totally unbearable for him. He can't.
Don't we actually know that cow's milk is poisonous if cow is not
Yeah, don't we actually know that cow's milk is poisonous if cow is not protected?
And happy,
yes. So this is a very good point, thank you. This is a very important point to really know it. Because this what is being sold in the name of milk, it's not real milk. That's the whole point. It's not real milk. Yes. Prabhu, you had one comment, but I hope it's not deeper into this subject. Okay. We already had, huh?
Yeah. I completely disagree with this ahimsa thing.
Okay.
ISKCON, Because Srila Prabhupada himself referred to ahimsa as the materialistic concept of life, and there's not a single example of Srila Prabhupada rejecting milk or dairy if it were not only from the protected cows. Even in the beginning, milk with some fish oil, Srila Prabhupada asked to be in the early days. Now, this shouldn't be an excuse, but if we are going to go into this ahimsa thing, then every single of one of us who uses digital devices, batteries in there contain rare metals that are toxic and that are hand-mined by children in Africa getting illnesses. So how comes that taking milk from non-protected cows is all right, but using devices that causes the illness and killing of African children is somehow okay, even if we use it in Krishna's service?
Okay.
Just one small thing regarding the GBC decision. It's regarding what's offered on the altar, not about everything cooked. But my critique of this decision, openly, is that GBC made a decision without providing a solution or infrastructure to implement this decision.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much for your comment. Yeah, I just won't go deeper into this. Your point definitely has, it's important, has a relevance, and I definitely agree with that part which you said about the, you know, poisonous in all these devices that we use. Né? This is also, we shouldn't, I mean, there should be some alternative. We should find the alternative, but it's practically very, very difficult. Then we have to recreate the entire society, create everything anew, right? And this is a huge task. It's not something that is possible to do right now for us. Okay. Is there any other question or comment? A little bit different? Yes? Yes, so I have heard that there are much worse things supposed to happen in the future very soon, much worse than that they are happening now. Because they are planning this food which is completely, what kind? Artificial food, yes. And this is a big problem because soon there will be no food. And this is very urgent that we have to have our farms and we have to produce our food. Yes, Mataji, thank you very much for this comment. This is very, very important because we have seen already what has happened like a couple of years ago when there was all this COVID thing and lockdowns. We had some preview of what may happen soon, but in a much worse scenario. So some devotees have woken up and started to move in this direction, to move out of the cities and have some land and start producing their own food, but the rest of the society of the devotees may be like in a very difficult situation if this really happens. Then we will also have to struggle very much. Yes. So that, everything, Mataji says that everything is already written, the plans that they have, these world leaders, right? And that they are trying to implement that, that everything is out, actually, what they are planning to do. Yes, and they also want to do this, how is it called? Vaccinations, yes. Regular, mandatory vaccinations, yes. Prabhuji, you had some?
I want also to give a comment on this.
Yes. Yes, yes. It's actually very important point.
How we can protect from the force of darkness because they want to make the cities that we can't go out from these areas?
I would like to repeat, how can we protect from the government?
From the all people of cities and also of villages from this 50 minutes.
Okay, because they want to move, these are the plans, right? They have to move all the people from the villages and from the towns or cities into 15 mini cities, right? Which are basically concentration camps, right? Yes.
Truly.
Yes, truly. Yes. Yes. So what is the alternative? What to do? We cannot like fight them, but what to do?
Gandhi, my idea is Gandhi. Force without force.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Gandhi said force without force. They say go right, you go left. Hmm? To make passive resistance.
Yeah,
you don't act the way they want you to act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is what Gandhi had, right? So following, this is your suggestion, following in this direction, in these steps.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if I should translate. But then, yeah. Okay. Prabhuji, you had something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of a comment. Yeah, demons have their plans.
Yes, demons have their plans. Yes, Krishna has his own plan. Yes.
It depends which plan we follow.
It will depend. Yes, it depends which plan we will follow, if their plan will be actually affected. This is excellent point. If we go to the land and take care of the cows, Srila Prabhupada says, whoever takes shelter of the land
will be protected.
He didn't say how. He didn't say how.
Just protected.
But whoever stays in the city will be affected and destroyed.
Just like everybody else who lives there.
Just like everybody else who lives there.
So we do have a choice.
Unlike
technology, we have no choice how those things are made.
Unlike technology, there we don't have a choice how these things are made.
We can actually reject it.
We can reject it.
We can.
That's okay.
The cows and milk and the land, we can do something about it. So but my comment is there is a difference between offering technology to Krishna, which is very violent, even more than that, and offering milk. Technology, we don't know how to make this here and there.
Yeah. Technology, we don't know. Yeah. So it's the difference between technology and milk offering.
The whole Varnashrama system, we have control over that.
We have control over Varnashrama system, but devotees don't want to do this.
They'd rather stay in the city.
They would rather stay in the city.
Work
dark to dark.
Then actually go on the land.
Then actually go on the land
and live with cows.
Most devotees consider this life to be boring.
Not difficult,
boring. So this is actually, I really appreciate this comment that you made. It's very important point. This is actually such an essential point. Why does this feel boring, living in the land, with the nature, without all the entertainment that the city provides? This is actually really something. If we are considering ourselves to be devotees, to be practitioners at least of bhakti yoga, then we have to be really alarmed. If we need the entertainment to be somehow satisfied in our life, where are we really on our spiritual path? Because this real satisfaction, this real pleasure, this real feeling of happiness has to come from our spiritual activities. And for this, the best environment is somewhere in the nature. You don't need the entertainment. Only very polluted mind needs the entertainment. This is a fact, and we should really be introspective in this regard. Very introspective.
This short one, yes? In connection to this?
Yes. If we would reject technology, at least most of it.
A lot of devotees would complain, how would we preach?
A lot of devotees would complain, how do we preach?
We can reach a lot of people.
We can reach a lot of people through technology.
But that reach.
But that reach
is
weak.
The strongest preaching is eye to eye.
The strongest preaching is eye to eye.
If we would reject technology.
If we would reject technology.
We would be left with what we had before.
We would be left with what we had before.
Which is natural environment, people gathering.
Which is natural environment, people gathering, face to face.
We don't even need these headphones. Somebody can directly translate to them.
Yeah. We don't even need headphones. Somebody could translate directly.
We'll make it work much better.
We will make it work much better.
Because then we need people.
Because then we need people.
We need people to communicate with people.
We need people to communicate with people. We will also develop other abilities, more subtle abilities like
Does
telepathy.
Do you have that connection with anybody in the world? You think of somebody and they call you.
Do you have? Does anybody have such connection that you think about somebody in the world and then they call you? Yes, they are all nodding.
That's telepathy.
That's telepathy.
You have it only with close people.
And you can have it only with close people.
With close people.
With intimate people.
But if
But between us and intimate people,
if there are mobile phones and internet,
that connection is weaker and weaker.
That connection is weaker and weaker and weaker.
So actually, technology
kills
our connection with people.
And establishes connection with machines. When we communicate with someone over the internet or something like that.
When we communicate with someone over the internet. There is no direct connection.
There is no heart-to-heart connection.
There is no heart-to-heart connection.
We are always starved.
And we are starved.
And that's why we need entertainment.
And that's why we need entertainment.
And junk food and all these things.
And junk food and that. Yeah, it's a very relevant point that you made. Yes, a very relevant point. It's actually, this is so important. With all these technological devices, yeah, and this kind of communication, and especially now the AI coming in between people, now they're even making plans that even the doctors, there would be AI to diagnose you and give you the prescription.
We can have gurus.
yeah, exactly.
In
this, yeah, if it would go like this, then they would definitely recommend. Discourse.
The AI knows all the verses.
Yes. Then so this is where the civilization is going. Yes. Okay, maybe the last one because it's 9. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, Prabhupada said yes that in 50 years the civilization present system will collapse. Yeah. And people will not have food. And we have to have our farms. And we have to accept these people and feed them. It doesn't matter what is their level of consciousness. And they will gradually become devotees. Yes, so this is what our founder Acharya said. Yes, definitely, Srila Prabhupada had this plan. That there is also one thing, I don't know, I would maybe thank all the devotees for all the wonderful contributions. And I will just end with this one statement of Prabhupada. Like that I'm like constantly meditating on it and I cannot really see it manifesting yet, but maybe we all together think, meditate on this more and make it happen. Prabhupada said that this society, ISKCON society, will save the humanity in its more in its darkest hour. So this is our duty. How we will do this? This is something we really have to meditate and get into action. So thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.